KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A season that began with a lot of question marks ends in tomorrow's Outback Bowl when the Iowa Hawkeyes take on LSU. The Hawks held their final practice in Tampa yesterday, and they'll take an 8-4 record into that contest. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it's been a great trip, and that will end with a game against a quality opponent.
They've got a lot of good players, and I know they got a lot of pride, and they've got a tradition of winning games there. So you don't do that by accident, and we're going to expect their best shot. Yeah, and for us, you know, we're just excited to be together for another month. That's the best thing about bowl games. It's a chance to play against a really good opponent. You know, the Outback folks do just a great job of hosting a bowl. Tampa Bay lends itself to a great great bowl site, and traditionally this has been a great bowl game. So it's we're thrilled to be part of it, and we're gonna have to work hard to be, you know, live up to our end of the bargain.
It'll be the final game for Iowa's trio of senior linebackers, including Solon native James Morris, who says there's a lot riding on the outcome.
This last game is going to have a lot to do with how we define this season and whatever mark this senior class made. So we got a lot left to play for, and we're more or less focused on what's in front of us and not necessarily what we've done this season.
Iowa quarterback Jake Rudock says LSU's defense will be a challenge.
They're good. They got a bunch of fast, athletic guys. And, you know, they hit hard, they wrap up, and the whole defense really swarms the ball, which is something that, you know, makes it tough to get those extra yards after a tackle. And we'll have our hands full. We know that. They play some good man coverage downfield, play some quarter match, kind of jump routes. But, you know, we'll have to be prepared, and they'll give us a good game.
Iowa running back Mark Wiseman says it's a great way to end the season.
Yeah, you know, that's what you play for. You play to play in a good bowl game and against a very good team, and that's what we got this year. And we're thrilled to do it, and just, you know, getting ready, getting better each day, getting ready for a very good LSU team.
Pre-game coverage of the Outback Bowl gets underway tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on KJAN. We'll have kickoff for you at noon here on the radio. Well, a couple from eastern Iowa were killed in a traffic accident in Georgia while traveling to see the Iowa Hawkeyes play in the Outback Bowl. The two-car crash occurred late Sunday afternoon on Interstate 75. The Georgia State Patrol reports 64-year-old Kenneth Behrens and 65-year-old Margaret Behrens, both of Wilton, were killed in that accident. A 13-year-old boy in the couple's vehicle and the driver of the other car were both uninjured. Investigators say the Behrens' car was rear-ended as traffic slowed on I-75. Both vehicles then hit a guardrail and the Behrens' car overturned. A friend of the couple told the Quad City Times that other family members also headed to the New Year's Day bowl game in Tampa, Florida, were in a minivan directly ahead of the vehicles that were involved in that crash. Well, 10th-ranked Oregon ruined Mack Brown's final game as the Texas Longhorns head coach. Marcus Mariota had 386 total yards, and the Ducks completed an 11-2 season by ripping the Longhorns 30-7 in the Alamo Bowl at San Antonio. Mariota led all rushers with 133 yards on 15 carries and was 18 of 26 for 253 yards passing. Avery Patterson put Oregon ahead to stay by returning an interception 37 yards for a touchdown on the third play of the game. The Longhorns finish 8-5, and they end up 30-21 in Brown's last 4 years at the school. Elsewhere in bowl action yesterday, Davis Webb threw for 403 yards and tied the Holiday Bowl record with four touchdown passes, and Texas Tech raced to a 37-23 win over number 16 Arizona State, snapping a five-game losing streak. Keenan Reynolds ran for 86 yards with two more touchdowns, and Navy won for only the second time in its last seven bowl games, beating Middle Tennessee State 24-6 in the Armed Forces Bowl. And Bo Wallace ran for two touchdowns and threw for another score to lead Mississippi's offense in a 25-17 win over Georgia Tech in the Music City Bowl. Washington running back Bishop Sankey will skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Sankey is coming off the finest season for a tailback in Washington history, rushing for 1,870 yards and 20 touchdowns in 13 games. He broke Corey Dillon's school record for yards rushing in a season. Well, the NFL unemployment rate continues to climb. Barely 12 hours after the NFL's regular season ended, Washington's Mike Shanahan, Detroit's Jim Schwartz, Minnesota's Leslie Frazier, and Tampa Bay's Greg Schiano were all dismissed. Cleveland's Rob Chudzinski was canned on Sunday night after just one season on the job. Shanahan won back-to-back Super Bowls with the Broncos in the 90s, but went just 24-40 with one playoff berth in 4 years with the Redskins. Washington lost its last eight games to finish 3-13. Frazier had a little more success and had a little more than three seasons with the Vikings to compile an 18-33-1 mark, and his dismissal comes after he guided the Vikes to a 10-6 mark and a playoff berth last season, but the team went just 5-10-1 this year. Schwartz went 29-52 in five seasons with the Lions, including the playoffs. Detroit lost six of its last few games, and ends up the season with a 7-9 record. Schiano only got 2 years with the Buccaneers, finishing 11-21. Tampa Bay also fired general manager Mark Domenech. Chudzinski went 4-12, losing his final 7 games and 10 of 11. He says he's shocked and disappointed to get sacked. The Browns have asked permission to interview Denver offensive coordinator Adam Case about replacing Chudzinski. Meanwhile, New York Giants co-owner John Mara has told head coach Tom Coughlin that he wants him to return for an 11th season with the team that he led to Super Bowl titles in 2008 and 2012. The Giants just concluded a 7-9 season, the fourth time in 5 years that they've missed the playoffs. Also, Dallas owner Jerry Jones reiterated that Jason Garrett would not be dismissed despite his 0-3 record in season finales for the NFC East title. Well, the NFL says referees erred in not penalizing the San Diego Chargers for an illegal formation on a missed 41-yard field goal attempt by Ryan Succop of the Kansas City Chiefs with 4 seconds left in regulation on Sunday. Succop was wide right on the kick, and the Chargers went on to win 27-24 in overtime. That cost the Pittsburgh Steelers, says it allowed the Chargers to claim the AFC's final playoff spot. The NFL says in a statement released yesterday that had the penalty been assessed by referee Bill Levy's crew and the ball moved up 5 yards, or 5 yards, it would have been allowed the Chiefs to attempt a 36-yard field goal. San Diego lined up with 7 men on one side of the snapper, and the rule says no more than 6 players can be on the line of scrimmage on either side of the snapper. Well, it appears the Kansas City Chiefs will be near full strength when they visit the Indianapolis Colts for an AFC wildcard playoff game on Saturday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says wide receiver Dwayne Bowe was going through the protocol yesterday to be cleared from a concussion sustained against Indianapolis 2 weeks ago. Reid also said that linebacker Tom Bahali was progressing from inflammation in his knee. Linebacker Justin Houston, who's been out with a dislocated elbow, and left tackle Brandon Albert, who's missed time with a hyperextended knee, are also expected to be back for the Colts game. The Chiefs rested most of their starters in their game on Sunday. Well, even though Tony Gonzalez is retiring as a member of the Atlanta Falcons, the Kansas City Chiefs still view the 13-time Pro Bowl tight end as one of their own. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt said yesterday that he'll always be considered a part of the Chiefs family after Gonzalez reaffirmed Sunday that he doesn't plan to play any more NFL games. Gonzalez was drafted by the Chiefs and spent his first 12 seasons in Kansas City. He was traded to the Falcons in 2009 when it appeared that Atlanta was going to give him a better shot at playing in the Super Bowl that eluded Gonzalez his entire career. Gonzalez was presented with a half Chiefs, half Falcons commemorative helmet during halftime of Atlanta's 21-20 loss to the Panthers on Sunday. Well, the Iowa basketball team takes an 11-2 record into tonight's start of the Big Ten race at home against Nebraska. The Hawkeyes are looking for a strong conference finish to solidify their first trip to the NCAA tournament since 2006. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey feels that his depth will be an advantage for the Hawkeyes in the league race because they can go 11 deep.
Somebody's going to tweak their ankle. Somebody's going to have a stomach virus. Somebody's going to get a sinus infection. That takes its toll on a team if you're 7 deep or even if you're 8 deep. But if you're 11 deep, you can absorb it much better, especially when you're playing tough games on the road, getting back late, and things of that nature.
Nebraska enters the Big Ten race with a mark of 8-4, and McCaffrey says the Huskers are making progress under second-year coach Tim Miles.
He's got some young guys that are really battling. He's got experienced guys that... You know, and granted, I mean, some of his older guys aren't necessarily experienced at Nebraska, but they've kind of been around the block, and they're playing that way. So, they're going to have a team that is going to challenge everybody in our league without question.
Well, you can hear that game live tonight here on KJAN. We've got the pregame show getting underway at 5 o'clock this evening. Well, sixth-ranked Oklahoma State cruised to an easy victory in their final tune-up before their Big 12 opener. Phil Fort scored 20 points, and Markell Brown added 18 as the Cowboys crushed Robert Morris 92-66. Torian Price scored 10 of his 16 points in a 13-2 first-half spurt that helped ninth-ranked Baylor jump ahead to stay in an 81-55 rout of Oral Roberts. Number 16 Kansas beat Toledo 93-83 behind 21 points and 11 rebounds from Perry Ellis. Andrew Barham scored all 15 of his points on three-pointers as shorthanded number 24 Gonzaga beat San Francisco 69-41 last night. Well, the Associated Press men's top 25 this week is the same at the top. Arizona still a commanding number one. Syracuse stays put at number two, with Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State staying put at 3, 4, and 5. Oklahoma State is ranked number six this week. Some other notables include Wichita State up at to 8 this week. Baylor is ranked 9th. Iowa State is up a spot to number 14. Kansas is 16th again this week. Iowa State is put at number 22, while Missouri remains in the number 25 spot in the poll. Well, standout junior college forward Jameel McKay is committed to Iowa State. McKay, a 6'8" forward, spent two seasons at Indian Hills Community College. He was a two-time first-team NJCAA All-American who averaged 16.8 points last season. McKay committed to Marquette in his native Milwaukee, but he quit the team before playing in a game this season. McKay signed his admission acceptance letter Monday at Iowa State. He'll be eligible to play a year and a half for the Cyclones starting on December 20th of 2014. Indiana freshman Luke Fisher has withdrawn from school, and he's expected to transfer. The 6'11" center was expected to help fill the void left by the early departure of Cody Zeller to the NBA. Fisher played in all 13 games for the 10-3 Hoosiers and was averaging 2.8 points, 2.1 rebounds, and about 10 minutes per game. In the NBA yesterday, Washington beat Detroit 106-99. It was Chicago over Memphis 95-91. Dallas beat Minnesota 100-98. New Orleans over Portland 110-108. Utah beat Charlotte 83-80. It was Miami topping Denver 97-94. And Phoenix beat the LA Clippers 107-88. And in the National Hockey League yesterday, Ottawa beat Washington 3-1. It was Nashville outscoring Detroit 6-4. Chicago downing Los Angeles 1-0. And Philadelphia in a shootout, a 4-3 winner over Vancouver. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.